Hello, and welcome to another episode of Unplug Yourself, Season 2, The Ivory Tower Paradox. This week's episode is all about that corporate ladder. Well, the journey of the corporate ladder is rife with challenges, sacrifices, and critical trade-offs. As we strive for success in our professional realms, it's essential to ask, what is the true cost of our aspirations? In this episode, we're going to delve into the nuanced complexities of climbing the corporate ranks and the sacrifices that often go unnoticed. This piece is not just a reflection, but an invitation to be more conscious of our choices and to find balance in our pursuit of professional success. I encourage each of you to engage in this thought-provoking topic. Take it out on the road, share it with your friends, share it with your colleagues, spark that conversation on this pivotal subject. And without further ado, here is The High Price of Climbing, Sacrifices and Trade-Offs on the Corporate Ladder. The world of corporate advancement can be both exhilarating and overwhelming. A study by Harvard Business Review indicates that most individuals express a strong desire for career progression, but the path to the top isn't always as straightforward as it seems. As a matter of fact, the corporate ladder can often feel like a treacherous mountain climb, where each step upward comes with a unique set of trade-offs and sacrifices. Different people have varying motivations when it comes to climbing this proverbial mountain. Some are driven by the allure of a larger paycheck or the prestige associated with high-ranking positions, while others are spurred on by the challenge and the opportunity to make a significant impact within their organizations. For instance, Marissa Mayer, the former CEO of Yahoo, was known for her workaholic tendencies, reportedly working 130 hours a week and sleeping under her desk. She was driven by an inherent passion for her work and the desire to make a substantial contribution to the tech industry. On the other hand, for some individuals, the possibility of achieving a better work-life balance may actually serve as a deterrent from seeking higher positions. Consider the case of Brian Acton, the co-founder of WhatsApp. After selling WhatsApp to Facebook, he stepped down from his high-ranking position to focus more on his personal life and philanthropic efforts. The objective of this post is not to persuade or dissuade you from your corporate ambitions. Instead, my aim is to provide you with a comprehensive understanding of the trade-offs and sacrifices that are often involved in climbing the corporate ladder. I hope that these insights, backed by empirical data, real-life examples, and expert opinions, will equip you with the necessary tools to make informed career decisions that align with your individual values, goals, and circumstances. In the coming sections, we will delve deeper into the practical aspects of navigating career advancement effectively, from understanding the importance of critical thinking and long-term planning to developing a growth mindset and aligning your career with your personal aspirations and motivations. We will cover a broad spectrum of topics that are vital to your career progression. So whether you're an aspiring executive, a mid-career professional seeking a promotion, or simply someone who's curious about what it really takes to climb to the top, this series is designed to help you navigate your career journey with insight, wisdom, and foresight. Critical thinking and career planning. In the rapidly evolving landscape of the corporate world, the ability to think critically and plan strategically has never been more essential. Without these two elements, the journey up the corporate ladder can quickly become a series of random leaps that lead to uncertainty and frustration. Much like a pyramid, as you move up, the opportunities become scarcer and harder to get. Critical thinking allows individuals to anticipate challenges, evaluate opportunities, and make informed decisions. According to a report by the World Economic Forum, critical thinking is projected to be one of the most important skills for job candidates by 2025. One real-life example of effective critical thinking can be sheen in the career trajectory of Sheryl Sandberg, the COO of Facebook. Sandberg was able to identify opportunities, such as potential of online advertising, and made strategic decisions like leaving Google to join Facebook that ultimately led to her monumental success. In conjunction with critical thinking, long-term career planning is equally vital. As mentioned before, a study published by the Journal of Vocational Behavior found that individuals who engage in deliberate career planning are more likely to experience career success and satisfaction. This type of planning involves setting career goals, developing a plan to achieve them, and adjusting the plan as necessary over time. Let's take the example of Tim Cook, CEO of Apple. Cook began his career at IBM and spent over a decade there before transitioning to Intelligent Electronics and then Compaq. It was only after these strategic moves with a clear understanding of his career path and personal goals that he joined Apple in 1998, eventually succeeding Steve Jobs as CEO. This underlines the importance of long-term career planning and the role it can play in climbing the corporate ladder. So, how can you apply critical thinking and career planning in your own career advancement? Start by constantly questioning and assessing your career path. What skills do you have and what skills do you need to develop? What opportunities are available to you and how can you position yourself to seize them? Next, think about your long-term career goals. Where do you want to be in 5, 10, or 15 years? Once you've figured that out, devise a realistic plan to reach these goals and be ready to adjust as you learn and grow in your career. The best bit is you do not need to be correct. Just think critically and get to plotting it out. Remember, every successful climb up the corporate ladder begins with a well-thought-out plan and the ability to think critically about every step along the way. As we move on to discussing mindset, aspirations, and motivation in the next section, we will see how planning and critical thinking skills intertwine with personal development aspects of career advancement. Mindset, aspirations, and motivation. As we navigate the arduous journey of climbing the corporate ladder, our mindset, aspirations, and motivation can serve as our guiding stars, helping us to stay resilient in the face of challenges and stay aligned with our true passion and values. Having a growth mindset, as defined by psychologist Carol Dweck, is particularly crucial in this journey. Individuals with a growth mindset see challenges as opportunities for learning and growth rather than obstacles. They are more likely to embrace change, persist in the face of setbacks, and see effort as the path to mastery. Consider the case of Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors. From the outset of her career as an intern to becoming the first female CEO of a major global automaker, Barra has exhibited a growth mindset. Her willingness to take on challenges and adapt to new roles within the company has been instrumental to her success. Alongside mindset, our personal aspirations and motivations play a vital role in our career progression. A study by the Harvard Business Review found that those who were driven by a sense of purpose or a desire to achieve their personal potential, intrinsic motivation, had a higher level of job satisfaction and career success compared to those motivated solely by salary or job security, that extrinsic motivation. Take, for instance, the journey of Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks. Schultz didn't simply aspire to grow a coffee business. He wanted to create a third place between home and work for customers and provide an exceptional work environment for his employees. His deep-seated aspiration and intrinsic motivation fueled his career progression and the success of Starbucks. So how can you cultivate a growth mindset, align your career with your aspirations, and kindle your intrinsic motivation? First, understand that abilities and intelligence can be developed. Challenges, criticisms, and even failures are opportunities for learning and growth, not indications of your limitations. Second, identify your true aspirations. What kind of work makes you feel fulfilled and motivated? How does it align with your long-term career goals? Finally, figure out what truly motivates you in your career. Is it the desire to make a difference, the love for the challenge, or the fulfillment derived from your work? Understanding this can help guide your career decisions and keep you motivated during your corporate climb. In the next section, we will discuss how making informed choices, considering all the aspects we have explored so far. As you continue your ascent up the corporate ladder, remember to leverage critical thinking, strategic planning, growth mindset, and align your actions with your aspirations and motivations. Making informed choices on the corporate ladder. As we reach the conclusion of this discussion, we are drawn back to the primary challenge. How do we make informed choices that advance our careers while remaining true to our aspirations, motivations, and values? Firstly, it's essential to understand that every choice comes with trade-offs. Ascending the corporate ladder often involves longer hours, increased responsibilities, and higher stakes. A study by the Harvard Business Review indicates that senior executives work 50% more hours than those in rank-and-file positions. Consider Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, who has been known to work up to 120 hours a week. While such a schedule might be feasible for some, it isn't for everyone. However, a high price doesn't necessarily equate to a poor choice. It's about aligning your decisions with your individual values, goals, and personal circumstances. According to a study published in the Journal of Happiness Studies, job satisfaction is strongly correlated with a work-life balance, suggesting that maintaining a balance that aligns with your personal values is crucial for your happiness at work. Let's take the case of Susan Wojcicki, the CEO of YouTube. Even as a top executive, she ensures to maintain a work-life balance by prioritizing family time and setting boundaries. Her choices reflect her personal values and circumstances and provide an example how one can climb the corporate ladder while maintaining other important life aspects. Therefore, while making career decisions, ask yourself, does this choice align with my long-term career plan? Does it support my aspirations and motivations? Am I ready to accept the trade-offs that come with it? In essence, navigating the corporate ladder is a complex journey that requires careful planning, critical thinking, a growth mindset, and an alignment of one's career goals with personal aspirations and motivations. As we have seen, every choice involves a trade-off, and it's essential to make informed decisions that reflect your individual values and circumstances. As we wrap up, remember that the climb up the corporate ladder is less about the destination and more about the journey. It's about growing, learning, and making choices that lead to a fulfilling career. Keep these principles in mind, and you're well equipped to navigate the complexities of the corporate advancement. And there you have it. The high price of climbing that corporate ladder. Look, everybody's going to be in a different spot depending on where you're at in your career, how long you've been doing something, how long you've been in a job. But nevertheless, we are put inside the machine to climb it. You are incentivized to do these things, and it's important you understand not only what you're being incentivized to do, but how you can get the benefit sort of from a mental health perspective whilst doing it. It's vitally important that we do things that are good for us before we do something that's necessarily better for the company. But in many cases, you're going to have to trade that off from time to time. But it's a good thing to consider, and I hope that you enjoyed this particular one. I know we're all in that sort of hamster wheel spinning, so let's kind of create that dialogue and have a better conversation about it. I'm a firm believer in talking about things and sharing your ideas. Maybe this will be a good water cooler conversation for those of you who are willing to try. If you liked this particular podcast, let me know. Like always, these articles are being read via my Medium publication, The Ivory Tower Paradox. There are more published articles up there. This podcast is slightly behind. That being said, I am Joe Robins, your host of Unplug Yourself, Season 2, The Ivory Tower Paradox, and I thank you for your time.